Every moment, a new arrival, starting afresh. In this moment, how is the body in this moment? Hello, toes. Can the toes, as if they were an organ of perception themselves, sense like a sponge, not from the control tower of the head, but to sense from within, from the inside. Sensations. Just as a sponge is soft, can this part of the body be soft? And the hands. Hello, hands. Letting the hands greet themselves from the inside. As if our mind, whatever the mind is not in the head, but in the hands in this moment. Sensing, perceiving. Sponge-like. And so too, the sit bones, the lower abdomen. Can they too feel like organs of perception? Receiving the sensations of contact, the movements of the breath. from the inside, from their perspective, the lowered center of gravity. And can the whole body feel like an organ of perception? Sensing from the inside and relaxing, softening. Making space for whatever is present. It's like this right now. It's like this right now. Not to make a problem out of anything. Nothing is a problem. I'm expanding the sphere of experience. Spaciously, to include sensations of the body, to include the sensations of the breath. Awareness more spacious, as if you're sitting in a sphere of awareness. All sensations, the body, the breath, all sounds. They arise, they pass away. They arise and stay for a while. Nothing is a problem. It's just what's happening right now. Does the mind make it into a problem? And sitting, being the sphere of spacious, caring, loving awareness, are there any emotions present in this moment in time? And if so, can this emotion be recognized, seen with friendliness, with care? Hi, hi, friend, you are here. Because of all the causes and conditions of this life, of this being, I see you, and it's okay not to make a problem, not to make a problem. Inviting the body, the loving awareness, to relax around this emotion. Wherever it shows up in the body, and again, if no emotion is present right now, you can just stay with the sensations of the body and the breath. What happens if we don't make anything into a problem? Is it possible to put on this perspective for a moment, just to see what it feels like in the body and mind? It's not a problem. It just is the way things are right now. mind the heart resisting reality, fighting with how things are in favor of an ideal? No emotions, only calm, no sound, no itch, no pain. Resisting what is. Contracting. What happens if that contraction is released? Conditions outside and inside do not need to be a particular way for there to be a sense of well-being and okayness. There can be pain in the body, unpleasant sensations. Sounds, noises in the background. Outside, inside, emotions. Felt, sensed in the body. There can be enough spaciousness as if you're sitting, breathing. Spaciousness. This loving awareness is spacious all around you, all through you. Plenty of space, grounded the spaciousness. That all else can be here. There's plenty of space. There can also be a sense of ease, well-being, perhaps. In other areas, can they coexist together? See for yourself. Don't need to be pushed away, fixed, contained. In a small box. Sequestered. It's okay, it can be here. It can be here. It can be here a while. Peace, space, holds it, breathes through it, around it. Cares for it. If the emotion that's arising in this moment is one that needs care, some emotions can just be, can be like a friend that has come over and staying for tea. They can just be. And some emotions need more care. Notice how this emotion feels if something is needed. If some extra care perhaps simply in the way of breathing with it with care. I see you. It's okay. Perhaps it's okay sadness. It's okay grief. It's okay. Just breathing with, holding space. Or is there more tenderness, more care, more compassion needed to hold as if you're holding a little newborn, little baby tenderly? It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Give it space. Wherever this emotion is felt in the body, and emotions are always felt in the body, letting go of the storyline. Letting it be. Breathing with, breathing through. With spacious, spaciousness of loving awareness. And whatever is present right now, can it be held? Can it be allowed to be without making it into a problem? Can it be allowed to be within a spacious, spacious heart and mind? The stability, groundedness of spaciousness. May all that arise today in this heart, this body, and this mind, internally and externally, may it all be held in care, spaciousness of care. Thank you for your practice. So, it's Wednesday. And usually, around this time of the retreat, the instructions, we bring in the emotions, a nod, some invitations of skillful ways to work with emotions, because the chances are that maybe just a few of you have had maybe one or two emotions the past few days. Just kidding. Emotions. So in some ways, working it with emotions is not so different from working with body pain, I would say. In some ways, there are many different ways to work with them or emotional pain. So physical pain and emotional pain. We already, it's been commented in the practice meetings that, oh yes, working with physical pain is a conduit, is a training ground, feels like a training ground to work with emotional pain. And the class of emotions, of course, is larger. It's not just emotional pain. Emotions include all kinds of emotions. There's also, you know, besides some of the more challenging emotions or afflictive emotions, there are the bright emotions. So sadness, anger, disappointment, shame. There's also joy, delight, gladness. There are all kinds of emotions. And yet, somehow, when we talk about working with emotions, we already don't make a problem out of the glad ones, the glad and happy and joyous and grateful. It's more the ones that seem troubling and we don't want them to be here. Oh, sadness, go away. I'm trying to meditate. I'm on a meditation retreat. Or grief or anger, etc., trying to push them away. The same way that, again, we might treat physical pain. Oh, I'm trying to sit. I don't want to have you back pain. Oh, gosh, go away. The sense of wanting things to go away. Whereas they're here. This is what's happening right now. Because of all the causes and conditions of this body, of this life. Our background, training, genetics, life experiences, family of origin, culture, all everything that happened before this moment, yes, are the causes and conditions that are giving rise to this emotion, to what is happening right now. So, to recognize that it's here. It's here. First of all, sometimes, as I was mentioning also day last night with yesterday afternoon with the Dharma talk, with pain, emotional pains, sometimes we don't know that we're in ourselves through. We march through, we give ourselves marching order instead of orders, instead of pausing and recognizing, oh yes, there is. This is present here. Oh, yes, this is present here. So that recognition, really, that recognition is what starts the chain of us being able to work skillfully with what is arising. And that recognition is so different. It's from sati, from mindfulness, from awareness, when we're mindful, aware of what is happening. So recognizing that, yes, it's here and it's okay. It's okay. It's here because of all the causes and conditions. And not to make it into a problem, not to problematize. It's not a problem. It's okay. It can be here. It's here for a reason. It is said that if we fight with reality, and reality is what is here already. If you fight with reality, reality always wins. So it's not very wise to fight with what is already here. So acknowledging, allowing that it is here, not making it into a problem, befriending with care, as I mentioned in the guidance, as if a friend has come to visit. Oh, hi, come here, have tea. It's okay. There are plenty of rooms in the chamber of my heart. You can be in this room and there's plenty of space. Spaciousness, there's plenty of space. And it's very helpful to let go of the story. It doesn't help us to stay in the story. They said this, I said that, that's why I'm angry, that's why I'm sad, blah, blah, blah. This, it's helpful to offer up the story, as if you're offering up the story, putting it on the altar of humanity. Here's another story. Here's another story. Give the story up and come back to this body. Oh, hello, dear body. How is this emotion showing up in you? Ah, where are you? It's okay. You can be here. Maybe my chest is tight. There's tightness in the chest. It's okay. It's okay. It's all right. Having care, spaciousness. Oh, maybe my heart is beating faster. Maybe my hands are sweaty. So allowing the emotion to be, letting go of the story, allowing it to be here. Sensing, feeling in the body with care. There are lots of acronyms already for working with emotions. And today, given that last night we brought in compassion and the day before that care, I'd like to offer the acronym ABC of emotions. Working with emotions with ABC. A is allow, acknowledge. It's here. Don't make a problem out of it. Non-problematize. A, allow. B, in the body. Not in the head, not the storyline. Put the storyline on the altar of humanity, but in the body. How is it showing up? Allow it in the body with care. C is the care. So allow to be in the body. I'm going to use B twice. Allow to be in the body with care. And sometimes emotions need more care. Sometimes they need more care. They need more compassion. Another C. They need more compassion sometimes to be held as if you're holding yourself. Like a tender little baby. It's okay, sweetie. It's okay. It's just sadness. It's okay, sweetie. It's okay. Don't have to push it away. And sometimes it can just be. It can be here with care in the spaciousness of what is. So you be the guide. You be your own inner Dharma coach. Does it need spaciousness just to be here? Does it need care? To be held? What does this emotion need? Allowing it to be here with care doesn't mean acting out of it, especially with regards to afflictive emotions of say anger. Letting it be, feeling it doesn't mean you act out of it or that you feed it. It does not mean that. But of course, you knew this already. But I feel like I need to say that as an asterisk. Of course, it doesn't mean that you act out of these afflictive emotions. They can be, they can perhaps mulch for further insights. And it's actually pretty amazing that anything that arises, anything that arises in this heart, body, and mind can be our path to awakening. Awakening is not elsewhere. It's not all those other people who don't have any emotions and they're sitting without any pain and they don't have any issues. Yeah, they get awakened. It's just that's the way that I have pain, I have emotions. Oh, these are all problems. They're getting in my way. Guess what? No. Exactly what is presented to you when we sit with them, with care, with curiosity, with wisdom, with interest. This becomes the path. Whatever is presenting itself to you becomes the path. It opens up to the insights. This very thing, it's not holding you away from having the insights. This very thing might open up. Say to insight and impermanence. You realize, wow, so much anger. And then, 20 minutes later, it's all gone. And then it clicks. You get it in a way you never have got it before. Wow, it is all so impermanent. All these mind states are impermanent. So whatever presents itself to you is your path. Make no mistakes. Whatever is presenting itself to you today, in your practice, in your life, in your mind, in your heart, in your body, is your path. Your path goes through it, not around it, not over it, through it. So, and speaking of nothing being a problem, I'd like to tell you a tiny little story before closing. So this morning, here in California, as you notice, well, it's fall and lots of leaves are down. And there was an orchestra of leaf blowers outside my window. I don't know if you noticed or not. I trust you did. Yes, of course. It was pretty loud. It's the loudest it's ever been. And it reminded me of a story. And of course, for me, actually, at some point, it was a symphony. It was a symphony listening. Not a problem. It's just, it's fall. This is what's happening right now. People need to clean. And it reminded me of a story excited to share with you. I heard from Bhikkhu Anālya. Bhikkhu Anālya, this respected monk in our tradition, told the story that once at a monastery, all the monks were sitting one afternoon. It was their designated, you know, time that they came together and they practiced, kind of like this, you know, practitioners coming together. And there was in the grass being cut, you know, really, really loud outside. And afterwards, the monks went to the abbot and complained and said, you know, please tell this work person not to do their work at this time, because we're all the monks were, you know, in the hall, we're practicing, it's so loud, he's making such a loud noise outside. The abbot listened and then went to the person who was working, who was doing, you know, the grass cutting outside, and said, you know, what time did you cut the grass? He said, you know, this time. He said, okay, from now on, every day at that time, I want you to come and cut the grass outside the meditation hall. It's not about the cause and conditions, right? It's about, so anyway, that story does not need more commentary. So it's a good teaching story. It's a very good teaching story as to what we imagine ideal conditions need to be. So that was my offering to you, or in the way of creating the quote-unquote ideal conditions for practice this morning. So a couple of quick announcements. Today at 7 p.m., there is a drop-in practice discussion for the full retreatants. You're welcome to attend. And today, Ying will be sitting in with me on my practice discussions. And thank you for supporting her with your practice. So may you have a wonderful day. Allowing, being in your body with care and compassion. Take good care. Be well.